Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker, Ali Larijani, has taken a jab at Wahhabism, saying such a school of thought has hampered the fight against terrorism for years.
We've been dealing with terrorism in its various forms for more than three decades now. Religious extremism, which is rooted in Wahhabism, has caused the fight against terrorism to deviate from its proper course.
Larijani was speaking at a conference on anti-terror fight in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. Parliament speakers of Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkey, Russia and China were attending the event. Larijani said lawmakers can totally stop their governments from exploiting terrorism. He said the institutional propagation of extremist ideologies must not also be discounted. Iranian parliament speaker called on his counterparts to prevent U.S. adventurism in the region, saying Washington is seeking financial gains out of the chaos in the region. Crossing over right here in Tehran, joined by journalist and political commentator, Mr. Seyed Mostafa Khoshchashm. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you make out of the Iranian parliament speaker's comment, basically, and talking about the root of most of this, actually, is Wahhabism and dealing with terrorism?
Hello, and thanks for having me. Well, Marzia, you know that Wahhabism has been the root cause of terrorism in this region, and they've been providing the ground for the United States to justify its military buildup in this part of the world. Ever since, the start of Islam, Islam has been categorized in major sects like Shiaism and Sunniism. And a majority of Sunnis are tolerant people like Shiites, and there are various Sunni groups like Hanbali, Shafi'i, Maliki, and Hanafis, and the Sufis that comprise one third of the Muslim population, around 500 million people, are followers of Sufism in Turkey, Egypt, and in Far East Asia, in Indonesia. Only a small part of the Sunni community are followers of Wahhabism. Another branch of Sunni Islam is Salafism. They do not comprise any more than 10% of the Sunni community. They started, with Wahhabism, but there are some other branches of these Salafi groups that include also some other terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and Takfirism. They started with the same kind of Salafi ideology. Wahhabism, Salafi, and Al-Qaeda, Takfirism, they all have similar beliefs. They believe that in the advent of Islam, the Prophet practiced the kind of Islam that they are practicing today, and they are the Orthodox Islam. They are representing the true version of Islam. And all others, no matter they are non-believers, Jews, Christians, Shiites, even Sunnis that think differently, they should be wiped off the surface of the earth. That's their belief. And they do not cope with the realities. They reject science and technology. They still think that the earth is flat and goes and the sun goes around the earth. And if you think, to the opposite, that they rule for your execution and they hang you. That's the way, the Wahhabis and all Salafi groups think, more or less. There are too many other, terrorist groups in Africa, in Nigeria, and elsewhere. They are all followers of the same kind of belief. ISIL or Daesh, they taught the same kind of school books, textbooks in Raqqa when they ruled the city, their self-proclaimed capital in eastern Syria, that they were taught and are still taught at elementary schools in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Wahhabi Islam is only followed by mainly by two countries, people of two countries. The major one is Saudi Arabia. First is Saudi Arabia and parts of Qatar also believe in Wahhabism. Both are responsible for the terrorism that we witness today. So if the United States, considering that it's a very close and strong ally of Saudi Arabia, If they really believed in rooting out terrorism and eradicating terrorism in the region, they should first, fought against the Wahhabi ideology in Riyadh and forced their allies in Riyadh to put an end to this kind of ideology. But okay, we know all that this has never happened.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Tehran. Said Mostafa Khoshchesh, journalist and political commentator.